This is David Bopp, Director of International Disaster Response for HISG, reporting live from Beirut, Lebanon. Recently, the United States has experienced a series of catastrophic floods. I'm here to provide some steps to help you prepare for and survive a flood this season. Step 1. Know what to expect. Be aware of your area's flood risk. If it has been raining hard for several hours or steadily raining for several days, listen to local radio or TV stations for flood information. Step 2. Reduce potential flood damage. Raise your furnace, water heater, and electric panel to a higher level if they're in areas of your home that may be flooded. Move valuables that are likely to be damaged in a flood to higher points in your home. Step 3. Pay attention to the flood watches and warnings. Floods can take several hours or minutes to develop. Step 4. Check to see if you have insurance that covers flooding. If not, find out how to get some. Step 5. Keep insurance policies, documents, and other valuables in a safe deposit box. Step 6. Assemble a disaster supply kit. Step 7. Identify where you would go if told to evacuate. Choose several places, such as a friend's home in another town, a motel, or a shelter. Make sure everyone in the family knows where each place is located and how to get there. Step 8. When a flood watch is issued, move your furniture and valuables to higher floors of your home. Step 9. When a flood warning is issued, listen to local radio and TV stations for information and advice. If told to evacuate, do so as soon as possible. Always listen to the instructions authorities give. Okay, now let's talk about what to do during a flood. Step 1. Evacuate immediately. You may only have a short time to escape. Act quickly. Step 2. Move to higher ground away from rivers, streams, creeks, and storm drains. Do not drive around barricades. They are there for your safety. Step 3. If evacuating in your car, drive through as little water as possible and take the shortest possible route to your meeting place. Make sure you have your emergency kit with you. Step 4. Never walk through moving water. The currents in even just 6 inches of water can be dangerous. In still water, use a stick or other lawn object to test the area and make sure it is safe. Water moving at a high rate of speed in just 1 foot of water can move a large vehicle. Keep that in mind. If your car stalls in rapidly rising waters, abandon it immediately and climb to higher ground. I hope these steps will help you in this season. This is David Bopp signing off from Beirut, Lebanon.